Good to be back again. I'm Steve Goss, and back again is Daylight Saving Time, early Sunday morning, and back again now is Mara Davis, with Mara's Music Mix, featuring only the best live concert entertainment in Atlanta this weekend, no matter what your clock says.
Look at you, springing forward, Steve. Yeah. Always, you know, on top of it.
Well, I want to start off our segment with one of my favorite bands, because to me, it's the 90s is so associated with Green Day, and I am so impressed on how they continue to stay relevant. They rock so hard. They've kind of grown up, but they haven't. Billy Joel Armstrong, I mean, would you ever think in a million years that they would have written a Broadway musical, American Idiot?
Revolution Radio is the new album. It's gonna stir things up, the things they sing about on there. We are this is a band that's been around for 30 years. They're inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think, last year. But to underscore the significance of this band and their talent, Good Riddance, Time of Your Life, crossed over to light rock. And talk about a band that really rocks, and that they were able to do that.
But, I mean, the album Dookie, always one of my favorites. And I just like that I could say Dookie during Morning Edition.
You said it twice, so...
Dookie. That's Green Day at the Infinite Energy Center tonight.
I know one of your favorite singers from one of your favorite bands just came out with her first solo album ever, Cindy Wilson.
It's hard to believe that it's taken that long for Cindy to do this, especially since Kate from the B-52s has done it, Fred Schneider has his own band, but now Cindy has gotten into the mix, and she had an EP called Sunrise, and then the full length is called Change. But I love how she got together with Ryan Monahan. They collaborated on this through her son's birthday party. He was in a band, he did Beatles covers, and her husband Keith found him, played the birthday party, they got to know each other. Next thing you know, they are collaborating on an album. I mean, talk about what a dream come true that must be. But her new sound is very kind of dream pop. It's not what you would expect.
That's why I used to go to my kids' birthday parties, because I never knew who I'd meet there to further my career.
Well, it is one of those things, Steve. That's Cindy Wilson at Venkman's tonight. At Terminal West, here's a show that is kind of an older artist, but is attracting a very, very young crowd. Lee Fields and the Expressions. And if you like that James Brown big horn sound, if you like that classic soul, this is going to be a total throwback.
Yeah, Lee Fields actually has been likened to, he looks sort of like James Brown did. He sounds sort of like James Brown. In fact, he was hired to do some backing vocals on the James Brown biopic, Get On Up. If you want to see a reincarnation of James Brown...
I'm sure he'd be okay with that.
I think he would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, and certainly he's his own man, his own musician, and he's been around, as you said, for decades.
His latest album is called A Special Night. That's probably what it'll be for you. That's Lee Fields and the Expressions at Terminal West on Saturday night.
We're going to step into... Tuesday after the weekend, because a guy who, I don't know how you describe Brian Ferry. I mean, for those of you who are fans of Roxy music back in the day with Brian Eno, he's got quite the voice, I think.
And the look and the style. And now he's 70 years old. He's still touring. And he is going to play all the Roxy music songs that you love, like Avalon, More Than This. So he always puts on a great show. He's got a 10-piece band with him, so that should be a big one. That's Brian Ferry at the Tabernacle Tuesday night.
Hopefully learning why the sea on the tide is no way of turning. Tell me one thing.